Kevin felt a little excited at the idea of running Williams Media and talking with Brittany, who would be his newest client. However, just as his butt touched the chair, Brittany looked at him indifferently. "Sorry, I'm saving this seat for Jessica." "Huh? I thought Jessica was sitting over there." Kevin pointed at a voluptuous woman who was at least 7 or 8 seats away from them. His face was filled with confusion. Brittany frowned and looked very unhappy. She raised her hand to cover her nose and said in a muffled voice,
"You seem to have a strange smell. I feel uncomfortable, so can I trouble you to change seats?"
Kevin was stunned. He raised his arm to sniff. It didn't smell. He had just changed into clean clothes before he went out. This woman must have a problem with her nose.
"Kevin, you haven't taken a shower for a few days, have you?" commented one of the guys.
A female classmate sitting next to him quickly said,
"Come on now, I'll change seats with you, Kevin. Don't make beauty Brit so sick that she can't eat."
Kevin wanted to argue, but at that moment his old friend Zach walked over and urged Kevin to get up. They found a corner and sat down together. Zach explained,
"Look, Kevin, Brittany is not a woman we can get close to. You are asking for trouble. Come on, we haven't seen each other for a long time. Let's have a drink."
Kevin looked at Brittany, who was talking and laughing with Tucker. He shook his head and sneered. He picked up the glass and clinked it with Zach. The two of them drank as if there was no one else around. Zach might be the only one among the group of old classmates who treated him sincerely. When Zach was bullied in school, Kevin had helped him with his fights in the past. As the drinks began to flow, the guests suggested that they should all play music, dance together, and play a game or something. Most people remembered that Brittany had been a fabulous dancer since primary school, so they started to cheer her on and let the future big star put on a show for everyone. Buzzed off the drinks, Brittany's beautiful face was flushed, which added to the already intoxicating atmosphere of the reunion. Unable to resist the unanimous request of her classmates, Brittany got up and walked to the middle of the private ballroom, dancing slowly along with the music. Her bright, misty eyes swept across everyone who was there. Her slender waist moved quickly, then more slowly, her entire body dancing like softly flowing water. It was particularly charming. All the male students were entranced, and some had already unconsciously gasped in wonder. Stunning! She was too beautiful. Brittany was even more attractive than she had been back in school. The gathering finally ended as evening fell. Because the class president and the head teacher were busy today and were unable to attend, everyone got together and arranged to meet again in the future. When Brittany was about to leave, several male classmates rushed to say goodbye and offered rides in their fancy cars. In the end, Brittany said that she already had a car and the driver was already waiting outside. So everyone watched Brittany get into the latest Maserati and speed away. The guys who were still fighting over the chance to see Brittany off were all left with embarrassed expressions on their faces. Zach saw the Maserati turn around and could not help but whisper in Kevin's ear,
"Brittany is so beautiful. I would give up 5 years of my life just to sleep with her once."
Kevin smiled helplessly. Just as he was about to say something, the phone in his pocket suddenly rang.
Fly me to the moon.
Everyone within earshot immediately looked at Kevin. What year was this? Why did he still use such an old-fashioned song as a ringtone? Kevin took out his phone. When he saw that the caller was his wife, he smiled and answered the call.
Lily asked him, "Did you buy the clothes I asked you to get for the meeting? After you take care of that, we'll meet at home."
Her tone was very cold. After she'd finished speaking, she hung up the phone. Only then did Kevin remember that he had not bought the clothes yet. He quickly exchanged contact information with Zach and then rode away on his little electric scooter in a hurry. The women who saw this snickered. Oh my God, Kevin actually rode a tiny electric bike to attend the get-together. Do you think he'll run out of juice before he gets there? They burst into laughter. Even though Kevin was already pretty far away, he could still hear them clearly. On the other side of town, Lily was about to leave the office when a man in a black suit suddenly appeared in front of her with a gift box in his arms.
"You are?"
Lily said as she looked at the unfamiliar man in front of her with a puzzled expression. The man in the suit handed the box to Lily and said very politely, "This is a gift for you from our boss." At this time, two of Lily's assistants walked over and looked curiously at the man and the gift box in his hands. "Wow, Madam Chairman, a gift from an admirer." Lily glared at them and pretended to be angry. "Don't talk nonsense. I don't have any suitors." Lily turned to look at the man in the suit and hesitated for a moment before taking the box. "Who is your boss?" The man replied, "Sorry, the boss said that he hopes you can guess his identity. The gift is for you personally. I hope that you have a good time tonight." After saying that, he turned around and left. Lily looked at the gift box in her hand and finally decided to open it to see what it was. When she opened it, she was instantly stunned. The two assistants beside her could not help but let out a scream. "Oh my God, this is the Dream Lover." The rare necklace sparkled in the light. "Oh my God, there are only 10 Dream Lovers in the world. Madam Chairman, your admirer is so generous." Lily could tell at a glance that this was an authentic Dream Lover. Because she had such a strong interest in the Dream Lover bordering on an obsession, she had researched everything related to it in detail. The one she was holding in her hands was definitely genuine. Lily looked at the Dream Lover that was lying in the gift box and felt that it was surreal. Was she dreaming? Who exactly gave it to her? Could it be Bradley Smith? But even to Bradley Smith, the Dream Lover was still out of reach. Could it be that he really liked her so much that he'd spent all his savings to buy the Dream Lover for her? Thinking of this, Lily couldn't help but feel very moved in her heart. If she wore the Dream Lover to tonight's family get-together, she would definitely become the envy of all the women in the family. Lily felt her heart skip with even more excitement. At the same moment, Kevin was trying to figure out what to do about his clothes. He went to the mall and walked around. Most of the suits were in his style. Maybe it was because they were all off the rack and not tailored. He felt that none of the suits fit him very well. Finally, his solution was to call the personal secretary that Uncle Thomas had arranged for him that afternoon. She was very efficient. In less than half an hour, she sent someone to make a simple handmade tailor-made suit and had it sent to Kevin. He carried his clothes under his arm as he rode the electric scooter back to the Joneses family neighborhood. As soon as he entered the house, he saw his wife Lily standing in front of the mirror in the living room, admiring the Dream Lover on her neck. It seemed like his wife was very satisfied with the gift he had given her. She quickly put it on the moment she received it. With the Dream Lover on her graceful, swan-like neck, she became even more noble and elegant. Upon seeing Kevin as she walked back from the mirror, Lily instantly hid her exhilarated expression. She looked away to check her clothes and did not look back. She completely ignored that Kevin even existed. Dorothy, who was on the sofa, frowned as she looked at the dark black bag in Kevin's hand. She urged, "Are those the clothes you bought? Hurry up and change. We'll leave in 5 minutes." "Okay, I'll get dressed right away," Kevin responded and quickly went into the other room. He changed his clothes as fast as he could, combed his hair, and then walked out. Dorothy looked at Kevin, who was wearing a dark gray suit, and her face showed a rare look of satisfaction. She nodded and said, "This suit isn't bad. You're finally dressed like a man who has some class."
"Hurry up. I don't want to be late again," Lily said as she sized Kevin up. The unhappiness in her eyes also melted away a little. She slipped her feet into her high heels and walked out first. With Kevin driving, the three of them soon arrived at the Jones family's mansion. By now, there were dozens of cars parked outside the mansion. At a glance, they were all makes and models of high-end cars. It was like a luxury car show. Dorothy was wearing a long peacock green dress with an apricot-colored cape. She looked very sexy and elegant as she walked. Her clear, smooth face looked radiant as she walked with her daughter Lily. You couldn't tell at all that they were mother and daughter. Instead, they looked more like sisters. So when the two of them walked into the Jones family's hall, they instantly attracted everyone's attention. Many relatives and friends who knew Dorothy and her daughter stepped up to greet the two of them. Kevin, who was following behind them, was ignored by most people as usual. However, there were some people who liked to pay more attention to Kevin. For example, there was Jason. If he didn't cause trouble for Kevin every time he saw him, it wouldn't be normal. Jason mocked him.
"Hey, isn't this Kevin? It's rare to see him dressed like a human. I almost didn't recognize you."
Jason walked to Kevin's side and patted him on the shoulder. His voice was so loud that almost everyone in the hall could hear him. Kevin looked at him with a smile and didn't say anything. Jason snorted in disdain.
"You got these clothes on sale, right? I remember I saw the exact clothing down at the mall. Was it $75 or $100? Quality stuff, right?"
Hearing this, many people looked at Kevin with scorn. Some even laughed out loud. Lily looked at Kevin with an embarrassed expression on her face. She was definitely angry. To think that she had given him $1,000 to buy himself some decent clothes. He, on the other hand, he actually went and bought a cheap suit for $100. Why did he always make things so difficult for her? Kevin adjusted his collar and responded casually. "I'm really disappointed to hear that. Actually, I didn't pay for my clothes."
Jason laughed. "You didn't pay for it? Could it be that the owner of the store saw that you were too pathetic and out of pity gave you a new suit?"
The people around them started laughing as well. They looked at Kevin like he was a fool. Lily and Dorothy's faces showed their embarrassment. Dorothy coldly snorted and began to walk away. She didn't want to stand anywhere near Kevin, her stupid son-in-law, for another second. "We should go sit down," Lily disappointingly whispered to Kevin. She really didn't want to bring Kevin along to these events. However, unless someone was out of town or dealing with some special circumstances, all the family members had to attend.
"Lily, I'm really not talking about you. It's fine if your husband lacks experience and is stingy. Aren't you willing to spend a little money on yourself? The dress you're wearing must have cost around $500, didn't it? It's shameful that you have the nerve to wear it to our family get-together."
Jason looked Lily up and down. The smile on his face made her feel very annoyed. Seeing that everyone was paying attention to them, Jason straightened up and patted the suit he was wearing. There was arrogance in his expression.
"In order to attend the family gathering, I went to the most famous designer in the country and spent $20,000 to have this suit made especially for me."
"Wow, $20,000? Everyone thought. Almost everyone in the room was shocked. After all, even though their finances were pretty solid, spending $20,000 for a suit was really too extravagant. Feeling the envious gazes from the people around him, Jason was extremely proud of himself. The way he looked at Lily showed even more disdain. Lily's face turned red. She was both angry and embarrassed. Jason had deliberately made her embarrassed in front of all these people. He really just wanted to see her make a fool of herself. But there was nothing Lily could do. When she glanced over at Kevin, who still had a smile on his face, she felt even more choked up. Kevin noticed Lily's eyes and turned his head to smile at her. After a moment, she quickly turned her head away. Kevin raised his eyebrows and looked at Jason, who had a smug look on his face. Kevin imitated Jason by patting him back on his shoulder.
"What are you doing? Who asked you to touch me?"
Jason almost jumped, like a cat whose tail had been stepped on. He angrily slapped Kevin's hand away and quickly brushed off his shoulder. It was as if he was afraid that his clothes would be contaminated with some kind of bacteria by Kevin's touch. Kevin didn't care at all as he put his hand into his pocket and returned Jason's disgusted gaze. He sneered and said, "It's only a $20,000 suit. I was afraid that it would soil my hands. My Lily likes to dress casually. However, she really prefers fine jewelry." After saying this, Kevin pulled a stunned Lily to his side.